Blog Talk Radio.
UGS Radio is not intended for anyone under the age of 18 years old. We reserve the right to say whatever the fuck we want to say because we believe in free speech. And if you do not believe in free speech,
get the fuck out of here, you stupid cocksucker.
We kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the crippled, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all.
One night, a drawing set me on fire. That wicked fantasy was to see a child burned to death. And after that, I was just left in a garbage can to die.
Try taking some of these dangerous chemicals out of the food and environment and see if there's a turnaround. At least do something instead of ignoring it and increasing the danger to us.
I was a school teacher in my parish school, and I caught a priest molesting a child. They were going to allow this man to remain near the children, and sadly, he's still in a parish today.
There is absolutely no sexual overtone within this procedure, according to the traditional rabbis that perform it. Absolutely.
Sexual or not, you still had a baby's penis in your mouth. That's just...
Okay, have a pleasant day.
Welcome to the Church of Reality.
Welcome to the Church of Reality. What's up, everybody? This is episode 206. Calling this one tonight the Trump Effect. Reason I'm calling it that is because, obviously, Donald J. Trump, whatever you want to call him, has had a huge effect, not only on our country, but the world. Crazy shit's going on. We got a few thousand kids displaced from their parents at the border, which is insane. I mean, it happens all over the world, but you wouldn't think it would happen this close to home in 2018, but it is. Hello, Elaine. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Real good. I had a wonderful day. Tonight, going to talk about the Trump effect and what's going on with this guy in the White House. We have our friends on the line. I believe this is is this Syed or is this Ron?
Saeed is here.
Saeed, how you doing,
hey,
brother?
Hey.
Oh, great.
Yeah, man.
A
lot's gone on since we've had a chance to talk last. What are your thoughts on what's going on at the border right now? There's like 2,000 some odd kids displaced from their parents in internment prison camps, pretty much. I didn't think we'd see something like this happen in 2018. What are your thoughts on this, Saeed?
Well, you know, honestly, I mean, you know, when you look at, we need to look at Trump and the effect that he's had on the country and the world, as you mentioned before. And, you know, I mean, honestly, you know, it doesn't matter what political candidate runs in any political election in the United States, they're all the same. You know, I mean, Hillary would have probably been worse than what Trump is doing in the United States if she had gotten elected. But that being said, I mean, I think with Trump, it's more than anything, it has to do with the people around him that are really affecting his policies. And I think one of the biggest players that the media doesn't really talk about too much that is affecting dealing with the border situation or even with North Korea or, for that matter, even Iran, is his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner is the son of the multi-billionaire Zionist real estate developer who actually brought Trump to prominence in the real estate industry. And Jared, of course, is married to Ivanka Trump. So I think, you know, definitely, you know, it's definitely the influence of the Kushners that are basically keeping Trump from, you know, doing things that would actually be favorable to all of us.
So Kushner has really got a bigger role than what most people think then.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm not saying that Trump is, a saint or anything, but I mean, certainly Trump could have done, you know, I mean, for example, the whole, you know, U.S. relationship with Russia could have been a lot better, and he would never even have launched those missiles into Syria had it not been Kushner in the White House, because obviously, you know, he's making sure that Trump toes the line that all other previous presidents have towed, whether it's in regards to Israel or, you know, war overseas.
Yeah, Israel is also, they're doing the same thing over there. They're displacing people. You know, there's immigrants coming over there, and they're turning them away. They almost have the same policies as the Trump administration does. What is the big connection between the United States and Israel? Why do we always got their back and defend them, even when they do the most, you know, insane, you know, criminal things?
Well, I mean, it's so obvious that, you know, Israel controls the American government. That's the main reason why the United States has Israel's back all the time, because the Israeli lobby, APAC, American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, they're actually the biggest lobbying group in Washington. They have millions of dollars that they give to both Democrats and Republican candidates to get them elected. I mean, there was actually a very infamous case in the state of Illinois years back where Charles Percy, a Republican, was literally booted out of office. And in his place was put Paul Simon, a Democrat, because Percy wasn't really towing a pro-Israeli line, not to mention the fact that this APAC, the Israeli lobby, was supporting his rival in the election with millions of dollars of campaign contributions. So it's obvious that, you know, to use the J word, it's Jewish money, power, affluence, that essentially, you know, bribes pretty much every politician in Washington.
I mean, you got them in power, you got the Vatican in power, and then you got this Trump machine. And another thing about Trump, too, like, almost anybody would have been, well, besides Bush, because Bush did whatever the hell he wanted, too. But almost anybody would have been impeached by now. I mean, this guy,
right.
He's committing criminal acts, they said, which he could actually be arrested for. But nobody's doing anything. Do you think we have a dictator in office right now, Saeed?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say that Trump is a dictator per se. I think the people behind the scenes are the ones who are really pulling the levers of power, and there's a real dictatorial force. I mean, you could have said the same thing about Obama when he was in office, but, you know, Obama, you know, he wasn't doing anything out of his own volition. It was the people behind the scenes that were pulling the strings of Obama, for example, the Rothschild family and other elitist families. They were the ones basically putting words in his mouth. And, you know, another thing about Trump, too, is I think, you know, he does, I'm not defending him, I'm not saying, again, he's a saint, but there are a lot of things that he could do favorably, he could do, but he cannot, as I mentioned before, because of the role of his son-in-law, Jared Kushner. And also, remember the whole Stormy Daniels controversy came at a time when, you know, obviously, you know, the U.S. is somehow involved in Syria. And then suddenly, you know, Trump, you know, launches an attack against Syria after the whole Stormy Daniels affair. So I think in a sense, what's going on with all these controversies, whether it's about his role with Russia during the election, you know, all these talk about the election being stolen, everything is just a way to keep him in line. You know, the people behind the scenes want to make sure that he does basically what they tell him to do.
Yeah, definitely. definitely. Well,
Right, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Obama, like you said, he's having his strings pulled by Wall Street pretty much. All his cabinet was affiliated with the Wall Street people.
Right.
Whereas, you know, Trump's people is more in construction and steel and, you know, there's different motives for each one of these guys.
Right, exactly. I mean, with I think that if it wasn't for the influence of the people around him in the White House, especially Kushner, I think we would have had a lot better president, honestly.
Do you think Trump somewhere along the way? Alex Jones is crazy. At this point, I mean, I used to watch the guy, I used to follow the guy, but I fail to say this. At this point, I think he's lost his mind. He thinks that Trump was somehow brainwashed, MK Ultra type thing. But from the jump, Trump was preaching, you know, hate, and I want to build this wall. And it's like, who does that? I mean, what modern times have we ever had a U.S. president wanting to build a border wall like that? I mean, that's like some Adolf Hitler type stuff. Would it be fair to say that this guy has some of the attributes of Adolf Hitler? And both of you guys could weigh in on this.
Ron, are you there?
Yeah, Elaine, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. What are your thoughts, Elaine? I mean, do you think Trump has some of the attributes of Hitler? Because, I mean, you got children displaced. He wants to build a wall. Children are in internment camps. What do you think is coming in the next 5 years from this guy, or next few years if he's not reelected?
Well, I think that he wants to run America like this. Kim Jong runs Korea. And like Putin runs Russia.
Yeah.
You know, he's holding these children hostage until he gets his wall. And that don't make no sense right there. You know, he have all the makings of becoming just like Kim Jong or Kim Om or whatever his name is. And as he said this the other day, he said that he wants his people to respect him just like North Korea people respect Kim Jong. So what is that telling you? He wants to be a dictator. And this is the direction that he's going into.
Yeah, you're right. Go ahead, Faye.
I was going to say, in a sense, you're right. But the direction he's taking the United States is because of the power behind the scenes. It's so it's obvious that, you know, none of these presidents in office, whether it was Clinton, Bush, anybody actually. Like, for example, when Bush was in office, when he attacked Afghanistan, when he attacked Iraq. He didn't do so because of his own decision-making. You see, their decision-making was basically behind the scenes. The powerful Israeli lobby, not to mention the banking, elitist banking interests, they're the ones who, who basically allowed for these wars to happen, or for that matter, for the further militarization of the United States to occur with internment camps and other sorts of nonsense. So it's not them per se. It's the people behind the scenes. It's like in the movie The Wizard of Oz.
Right.
You know, the whole time it's this little man behind the scenes that's pulling the levers and, you know, making everybody think that it's the great wizard who's doing all these things. So, obviously the sheeple in this country will never realize at any point in their life who actually runs the United States Corporation. They don't know about the Rothschild family, and many of them, sadly enough, will die not even knowing that it's the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, all these big elite families with their trillions of dollars that really run the show.
you're 100% correct, because you have to remember now, like you were saying earlier, you know, we can't, when we see things on TV, they're told what to put on it because, you know, the Jews, they own the media, they own the TV, and they're told what to say, what to put to show to people. We have the Illuminatis out there. Now, you're 100% correct. He's doing what people are telling him to do, but some of the things he's doing on his own, he's getting a little cocky out here now, you know. I mean, with those children over on the border, that is hard, that is terrible. That is, you can't hold children hostage. You know, I understand that the people are coming over here illegally, you know, but you can't take these little babies from there, snatch them from their parents. You know, I understand that the parents have some to be blamed for some of this. You know, and we're just in an awful position right now because we have, nobody is talking up, nobody is speaking out because everybody is afraid. Everybody knows what's going on, but they're afraid. You know, like Jeff Sessions. You know, he would rather that we get put back on the back of the bus. The woman is in the kitchen, barefoot and pregnant or whatever. You know, he. But then it's our fault because we allow him to come into office knowing the type of mentality that he had, that he was crazy.
That well, he and is Sessions crazy. Is quoting the Bible and trying to use that to justify the horrible acts that they're committing. And you know, these Bible thumpers, these evangelical people, they all sop it up like biscuits and gravy in the South. I mean, they love that shit. You know, and that's part of the reason why he got elected too, because Trump plays on those, you know, idiotic people, and they fall for it every time. Bush did it. You know, Bush did it in 2004. In 2000, he stole the election, but in 2004, he played the religious card, and he got all these Bible Belt people all amped up, and Trump's doing the same thing. But the difference with Trump and Bush, the hatred right now is at an all-time high. I mean, these people literally are just full of hate, and they do not like anybody that doesn't think or act, you know, like how they do. Or, you know, but they want you to be on the same playing field as them. And if you're, and let's just be real, if you're not a white Southern Christian, most of them don't want you in this country. They want you out of here. And that's a recipe for violence in the future. I mean, you're going to see race wars because of this shit.
Like Trump made a statement once, and he said, if he was to run for office, I'd run as a Republican. They are the dumbest group of voters in the country. They believe anything on Fox News. I could lie, and they're still eat it up. I bet my numbers would be, what is that? I bet my numbers would be term life, or terrific is what he said. Yeah, and these people don't even know this. They don't even know this, that he said, made that statement.
He did.
Yeah, let me send it to you.
They try to say it was fake news, of course, but someone confirmed it recently,
no,
I heard.
No, this came out of People Magazine.
Yep. Here, we got, I believe this is Ron. Hey, Ron, how you doing, man?
Hey, Scott, yeah, I'm just tuning in, and it sounds like this panel is liberal. They think the CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, and NBC tell the news straight, and that Fox lies about everything.
I think all media is full of shit, to be honest with you. I mean, Fox, CNN, they're all owned by big corporate conglomerates, so they're going to feed us what they want to feed us at the end of the day. But, yeah, you know, definitely people get caught up in the news, that's for sure.
There's a lot of propaganda in the news. In fact, the news is not news, it's propaganda. Because when you listen to any of these idiots talk. They use pejorative words about Trump or about Kim in North Korea or about Putin in Russia. And when they talk about the Clintons or any Democrat, they use flattery when they talk about them. So that should tip you off right there that the news is slanted to the liberal bent, establishment news, and they don't care about the truth. All they want to do is brainwash the American people into believing the liberal agenda is the way to go and that conservatives are a bunch of Neanderthals, knuckle-dragging Neanderthals who should be in labor camps.
Well, you know, really, to be honest with you, anybody that, this is my thoughts, anybody that goes towards the right or the left is confused because both of these parties have been in control for, you know, several hundred years now. I mean, it's not going to stop. We need something else to replace this system of oppression of the people because it truly is a system put in place. And all these guys behind the scenes, they're all buddies. They all talk like they're against each other and this and that. Let's remember, Trump used to give lots of money to the Clinton Foundation. He used to be great buddies with the Clintons. Trump is playing both sides of the field himself. You know, but the question is, how do we get rid of the Republicans and the Democrats? I mean, what are your thoughts on that, Ron?
You're right. Here's where, since high school, I've been in interested in politics, and I followed all of the top politicians, presidents, et cetera. Now, I was too young for John Kennedy to know much about, watch much about him, except watch him be murdered by the CIA. But all of the presidents since then, Johnson was a crook and a murderer. He had at least four people murdered that we know of.
Wow.
Okay, after Johnson, you got Tricky Dick. Well, Tricky Dick was a criminal. And I don't know about anyone he had murdered, but he committed a lot of criminal acts as well as his entire staff. And then Ford was in on the cover-up, the Warren Commission cover-up. That's why he was picked to replace Agnew. And then he became president because Tricky Dick resigned. Okay? And here's another thing. Reagan, a lot of conservatives think Reagan was great. He was a ultra-liberal. He was more liberal than the Clinton. He was the second governor to sign a law permitting the murder of unborn babies. In 67, he was the second governor to do this. This is before Roe versus Wade. He was a Democrat. He was a member of the Federalist Party. He was ultra-liberal in virtually everything. He was just an actor, and he played the role of a conservative. Now, after him, you've got Daddy Bush. Daddy Bush is a mass murderer. We have no idea how many people he's had murdered. Hundreds, thousands, that started the war in Iraq. That was a scam. And then along came Clinton. Now, who's Clinton? Well, Bill Clinton was the governor of Arkansas for a long time, and his sole purpose as governor was to keep anyone and everyone who was sniffing around the MENA airport to stay clear so they could smuggle drugs in. And the person who was smuggling the drugs in was Daddy Bush. And so the Clintons were employees of the Bushes, and they still are technically, although they've kind of branched off on their own, and they're under the Rockefeller crime family now. It was Rockefellers, Bushes, Clintons, but the Clintons have kind of shoved off the Bushes because the old lady's dead, the old man is almost dead, and Jeb is an idiot, and baby Bush is, has always been a moron. And then after Clinton, who was a mass murderer, we know over 150 people they have had murdered, assassinated individually, besides all the wars that they've been involved in. And then baby Bush comes along, and this guy's an absolute brain-dead moron. Cheney was president for 8 years, and he ran everything, and he's a mass murderer. So then who comes along? Obama. Now, a lot of people complain about Obama. He's liberal. He's had no experience. He only 2 years in the Senate. He was ill-equipped to be president. Well, virtually everyone who gets into that job is ill-equipped. They put him in there as a puppet. And guess who ran the Obama White House for 8 years behind the scenes?
Hillary
Clinton ran everything. Obama was her front man. He made no decisions. Look at his staff. Virtually everyone in the top positions in his administration were old Clinton employees, cronies. And during her 4 years as the fake phony Secretary of State, she did nothing for America. What she did was fly around to all the countries she could, talk to all the dictators she could, all the billionaires and millionaires, and say, give me, you know, as much money as you can. We're going to put it in this phony foundation, and I'm going to run for president, and when I get in, you can have whatever you want. Well, the sad thing is, she got beat. For her, you know, sad for her and the liberals and the Democrats, by Trump. Now, Trump is a businessman, not a politician. And when you're a businessman, you deal with people you don't like, you don't agree with, that you hate, that you'd like to see dead. And you give money to politicians to get permits. Because if you don't grease the palm of a politician in a key position, he's going to tell the union, don't let this guy have this contract here. He's not going to be able to build any buildings. That's how it works in New York. So he greased everyone's palms. It doesn't mean he liked the Clintons or was buddies with them. He was just greasing the palms of all the New York jackasses in politics. Now, he's come along. And why do you think the liberal media hates him so much? Because he's a real businessman, and now he's a real president who's trying to save America, make America great again. He's not selling us out. That's why he put the tariffs in. He's trying to cut a deal with Kim. He's trying to get rid of the Iranian deal, which was a sellout. You know how much money Obama got on the back end for making that deal? About $1 billion in secret bank accounts. The Clintons got tons of money. They all get tons of monies when they make these secret deals.
Bourdain has died.
And that's why the liberal media, which is totally controlled by the Rockefeller crime family, with their lieutenant, Hillary Clinton, the witch from hell, who tells CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC exactly what to say on the news, and all the commentators do exactly what she tells them. She's trying to paint Trump as an idiot and a crook and incompetent, and it's not working. The American people are smart enough to realize that's a bunch of crap. And the Russian hoax, It's the biggest hoax ever created. There was no collusion between Trump and Putin and the Russians. There was provable, undeniable proof that the Clintons worked with the Russians to create the dossier on Trump. They also were taking money from big-time Russians. Bill was getting paid off to give speeches in Russia. And that is a criminal act. She could be prosecuted. Why isn't she being prosecuted? Because the idiot dwarf, Sessions, recused himself from the Russian investigation, and the criminal Rosenstein is in Clinton's pocket, and he's making sure that Mueller, who's also in Clinton's pocket, do not investigate the Clintons or any ties the Clintons had with Russia, and try and dig up as much dirt as they can on Clinton and his administration or the people in his campaign. And the only thing they're getting is guys who did something illegal 20 years ago. The whole thing's a hoax. Now, what Mueller should be doing is investigating the Clinton Foundations, which is nothing but their personal piggy bank, laundering money, and using it to bribe people. It's an unbelievable nightmare. But until Sessions gets out of there and Trump puts someone in attorney general position who's willing to go after the Clintons, they're going to keep running things. And everyone thinks that Trump is a president? No. He's a puppet of Hillary, the witch from hell, Clinton. She's running the government. She has total control of the FBI, the Department of Justice, of every cabinet, every administrative office, the CIA, NSA, everything. Trump is trying to do as much as he can, and the only thing he can do is sign executive orders to get stuff done, and Congress is under her control. They're fighting him at every turn. It was amazing they got the tax bill through. And so Trump is like a guy trying to run a 100-yard dash with two chains and a ball, 50-pound balls chained to him. That's what he's doing. That's the illusion that you would use with Trump trying to be president. He's not in control of the government. And all the guys that he's picked for the top positions are insiders. They're either Clinton people or Bush people. Okay, I've rambled long enough. Anyone want to comment? Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's basically what was going on right now. I mean, obviously, you know, the people around him are the ones who are, dictating the status quo right now. I mean, he can't really do much because of those powerful influences all around him. And even, like, this whole thing with the latest controversy with Trump was obviously brought out. It's all a hoax. Scam to derail him as well.
So go ahead, Saeed. What happened?
I have no idea. Scott, are you there?
I hear you.
Okay, Elaine, you're there.
Any comments?
No, because I'm listening and, you know, I'm being in, like, you're enlightening me. I didn't know some of this stuff, and, wow, I'm, like, blown away.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know.
Yeah, the thing is people think that the guy who's in the White House is running things. He, unless he's a super insider like Daddy Bush or Cheney, he's doing nothing. John Kennedy did very little, made very few decisions as to what was going on, and when he finally started doing stuff, they said, we got to kill this guy.
Wow.
Right, right.
He's president.
Right. But and keep in mind, you know, when Kennedy was in office, he did not want to, you know, really go into war with Vietnam. It was actually Lyndon Johnson who took over. He's the one who propelled the whole war in Vietnam, not Kennedy.
Yeah, Kennedy had told people privately, confidentially, that he was going to pull American troops out of Vietnam. He was going to shut down the Federal Reserve. And when they found out about this, they says, well, we got to kill him. He literally thinks he's president. He doesn't know that he's just a figurehead who's supposed to look pretty, say some pretty things, and have sex with as many women as possible and enjoy the White House. And that's why they killed him. And then when Bobby came along and thought he was going to be president, they said, well, we can't let him be president because he'll think he's the real president. So they murdered him. And his son, Bobby Jr., and his daughter, Kathleen Townsend, Kennedy Townsend, have come out publicly recently and said they need to reopen the investigation into the murder of their father because 13 shots were fired in the pantry. And Sirhan was holding an 8-shot revolver. And we know that Noguchi, the coroner who did the autopsy, said that Bobby was shot from behind, point-blank range, because of all the powder burns, behind the right ear. And the guy who shot him was Stane Eugene Caesar, who was a temporary security guard, standing at the door when he entered the pantry. And as Bobby walked through the pantry, Caesar just walked up to him, pumped 3 bullets into him, and he was dead. 1 behind the ear and 2 in the back, and that was it. And Noguchi, the coroner, said that Bobby was not shot anywhere in his body from the front. All the shots hit him in the back, and we know from eyewitness testimony that he did not turn his back to Sirhan. He faced Sirhan all the time, and all the eyewitnesses said Sirhan was 4 feet away. That's the closest. So the whole thing's a lie, and Bobby and Kathleen, they know it, and probably all the other Kennedys. And they're probably going to wind up dead, too. Oh, and I just want to throw in that John Jr. was murdered, his wife and his sister-in-law, when they were in the plane because they had Clinton had hired contract killers to put a bomb in his plane, and they blew it up. Well, why did Hillary Clinton want to murder John Jr.? For the simple reason he announced he was running for the Senate seat in New York, and that was the Senate seat she wanted as preparation for running for president. And when she found out, she dialed up Rottenfeller, says, can I murder this bastard? And they said, sure, we murdered his dad, his uncle, his other Uncle Joe during World War II. We blew his plane up. Yeah, we love murdering the Kennedys because they hate the Kennedys. And guess what they did with the 3 bodies as soon as the Navy recovered them? Not the Coast Guard, the Navy.
They cremated them, didn't they?
They cremated the body so no autopsies could be done to show that there was an explosion on board the plane.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, because obviously the bodies would show residue of bomb-making chemicals.
Hey, can I ask y'all a question?
Go ahead.
What do you think about Anthony Bourdain, how he was found dead? Do you think the Clintons had anything to do with that?
Okay, refresh me. They've killed so many. Me again?
Well,
I'm not familiar with
Anthony Bourdain, Ron, is that guy on CNN who's a travel guru who goes all over the world sampling cuisine.
Oh, you mean the chef? The chef?
Yes, yeah, Anthony Bourdain. Right, right.
Okay, okay. Yeah, okay. The name didn't register. Okay, the guy with the cooking show and everything. Yeah, they murdered him because he found out what was going on and he was going to go public. You see, the trouble is these people, is they tell friends or associates what they learned and that they're going to go public. So guess what? They get murdered.
Yeah, because I believe he was found dead in France, and he was about to expose the Clintons and Weinstein deep state about the pedophiles, about what they were doing to children.
Yeah, that's the Lolita Express and other things. Not just the Lolita Express, but they do a lot of raping of children and murdering them, actually murdering them. And here's another thing. I know a lot of you are going to cringe when I say this, but the Clintons, the Bushes, the scum family of England, they're all into Satanism, and they engage in black masses, and they all have drank human blood and eaten human flesh, and they've all sacrificed babies and adults and teenagers.
These are the ones that run the country. These are the Illuminatis. These are the people, the rich and the elitists, that runs the country, that can do whatever they want to do, when they want to do it, how they want to do it, and it is nothing talked about.
Right. Well, you know, this is the thing about it, Elaine. You know, you look about, you know, look how, you know, sordid and evil these people are. And, you know, they're all these elite families, they're all inbred with each other. You know, all the royal families. You know, they marry, you know, all the other elite families. Now, you remember Barbara Bush. You know Barbara Bush, obviously the mother of Georgia, of baby Bush and everything. Well, you know, Barbara Bush, there's a lot of evidence that Barbara Bush's real father was the infamous British occultist, Aleister Crowley. You've heard of Aleister Crowley, right?
I've heard the story, too.
Yes. Well, Aleister Crowley, obviously, is a big guy in the world of the occult and Satanism, all these big rock bands like the Beatles and other Illuminati rock bands. They have him on their covers of their albums and everything. Well, Barbara Bush's mother was diddle-daddling in England, and it's a fact she had an affair with Aleister Crowley.
They used to appear in movies together, didn't they? The Crowley.
I think so. Ron, do you have anything to add about that? About the Crowley-Bush connection?
Well, I haven't studied it. I've heard about it, and it's a possibility.
Right.
But one thing I'd just like to throw in on the Satanism thing, all the top billionaires, well, not all of them, but the vast majority of them in business, all the top celebrities in Hollywood are all into Satanism. And Roman Catholic Mafia, all the cardinals and the poop are Satan worshippers. And Malachi Martin exposed this in his book. I forget what it was, the title, something with the blood in it.
The Crimson Blood? No.
Yeah, I forget the title, the exact title. Just look up Malachi Martin on Amazon and look at all of his books, and one of them has blood in it, and that's the one that exposes the Satanism in the Roman Catholic Mafia. But, the average person can't believe that the top politicians, celebrities, a lot of the guys and women in music are in the Satanism. They all do the horn, the goat horn thing, finger sign all the time, and they have symbols. in their performances, the five-pointed star and other stuff. They're all into the Illuminati. Illuminati is not, you know, a dozen guys that no one knows about who meet once a year. There are literally thousands of people in the Illuminati.
That's the time when all those kids go missing around Thanksgiving, when they take them and they kidnap these kids and they drain the blood out of them or something like that. But let me ask you another question. What do you think about the candidate in the Virginia candidate that's running for Congress that's trying to make it legal for adults to have sex with children? What do you think? I mean, and he's already done sent the letter to Congress.
Okay, I'm not familiar with this guy.
An office in Congress. What was his name? I have it right here. I forgot his name. But anyway, it's a big thing out now that he's doing. He's already wrote to Congress and trying to legalize for adults to have sex with children.
What age?
Any age.
Any age. Well, the plan is, this is their plan for decades here in America and in Europe. I don't know what the laws are over there, but there's a lot of pedophilia going on over there, too. But NAMBLA, the National Association of Men, Boy Lovers Association, they've been trying to lower the age of consent down to 12, and then they want to go even further. Who knows how low
they want it to go. This guy here lives in some kind of county, Frucknir County, and I believe his name is Lawson, and I believe he's 38 years of age, and he says that his name is Nathan Lawson, an accountant who lives in Fartner County, thinks it's okay for adults to have sex with children. A survivor of sex abuse says Lawson is a predator who should be locked up and not elected to high office. Now, this is what these people are doing now. See, because I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened with our minds or with our humanity. You know, we're being introduced into a dark side of the world, and this is what these people are doing. It's okay to have sex with a kid. It's okay to be open. It's okay to talk about it now. They have no morals at all. They have nothing going for them. They are very delusional. When you think that this government, and they might legalize it for them to have sex with little children. I mean, young as 3 years old?
Well, I don't think it's going to pass anytime soon. I don't think anything like that will get through. But eventually, 20, 30, maybe 40 years down the line, yeah, it will. Because you have to remember, most of these people in the upper echelons in all fields are Satan worshipers. And one of the things that Satan worshipers love to do is to have sex with children and then murder them and then drink their blood and eat their flesh. That's just what they do.
Well, we have a lot of that going on right now. We have a lot of pedophiles that's going into Congress. We have judges. Look at the judge from Iowa. You know, I think he was from Iowa, too. What he did was he was taking our youth, so. Taking them out of school and selling them into sex trafficking. He just got 20 years.
Yeah, I don't know what the actual number is, but I've heard up to 1 million children go missing every year into the sex slave trade thing. And over in Asia, it's just open.
That's horrible.
Guys from Europe and America, Canada, they travel over there and have sex with the children, Thailand or Cambodia or wherever. It's a business.
It is
$18 trillion
business a year. And I want to know where's the money going. And so far, it's not the little people that's making the profit.
No, it's these big organized criminal rackets all controlled by the Rothschild family. They're the ones making all the money. You know, many years ago there was a huge pedophile ring in Italy that was nabbed by the Italian police, and they found out they had connections with the Mossad. The Israeli Mossad was in on the whole thing. So, you know, you look at the whole, like, drug industry. I mean, the whole drug industry is the way the media makes it out as the drug industry is controlled by, you know, these, like, Tony Montanas and Scarface, you know, these small-time drug dealers. In reality, it's the Rothschild family, the CIA, the Mossad. They control the entire drug operation. These Carlos Escobars and these other people, they're just frontmen for their own operation.
And you're correct. You're 100% correct. I agree with you. That is terrible. You know, so actually, you know, we're just little puppets, and they're trying to keep us in the blind. And we're not supposed to talk about it. We're not supposed to say nothing. You know, and that's taken away my First Amendment or my Second Amendment right to speech.
Well, you want to hear something really bizarre about what the liberals are doing in California to literally ban the Bible from being sold in California? They're trying to pass a bill.
I saw that.
That will not permit anyone, any company, to sell literature or DVDs or anything of any kind to help people in the homosexual community come out of it. In other words, people who are in it, who want to come out, they want counseling, et cetera, to become a heterosexual again. If this passes, no one will be able to sell any kind of literature, DVDs, et cetera, that would help people do this. Now, here's the trick. There's passages in the Bible that talk about homosexuality, how it's evil.
It's evil.
So they're going to claim that if people could use the Bible to counsel people who want to come out of homosexual lifestyle, and therefore it would violate this law, and the Bible has to be banned in California, cannot be sold at all. That's the end game of these lunatic liberals.
Well, you know what? Look at it this way, too. A lot of things are going on in California that's really, really crazy. Like, for instance, they are basically the first ones to introduce basically everything, like the boys and girls going in the same restroom, using the same restroom. They're the first ones that would say that you have to teach kindergartens about a penis and, you know, and all of that, and about birth control. What?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
why
they got
are
the
they not... I'm trying to say, what are they trying to do to our children? It sounds
they're trying
like
to brainwash them into becoming homosexuals.
That you said it. See there?
That's
because
what they're trying to do.
That's all you have there, basically.
Well, there's some professors in college have gone so far as to encourage their students to experiment in homosexual relations.
I've read that.
Just to see what it's like so, you know, they can get an idea of what it's like.
Well, I think that should be, I don't think that should be up to the state, the government, or the educational department, because they done screwed our kids up so bad, you know, because, you know, when they took the rights from the parents, and then as soon as these kids go out there and commit murder, then they talk about locking the parent up. So, you know, I think this is like, you know, it's like double jeopardy or something. Either you want me to raise my kids or you want to raise my kids, and then when my kid get in trouble, then if you're raising my kids, when you tell me that my child don't belong to me, that it belonged to the state, then why should I go to jail? Because you, if I touch my child, I go to jail. If I don't do this for my child, I go to jail. So where am I right?
Let me bring up something that will blow your mind. At the Parkland shooting in Florida, you know, they made a big stink about it. And the students got up and said, we got to stop this and there can't be any more shootings. Well, there was a teacher who was there, had students in her class when the shooting began, and she ran to her door, opened her door, and she saw students in the hallway running, and she said, come in here into my classroom, and you'll be safe. And so a bunch of the students ran into her classroom, and she was curious because the shooting was still going on. So she poked her head out and looked down the hall, and at the end of the hall, she saw the shooter. But she didn't see the guy that they pinned it on, who was wearing jeans and a T-shirt and tennis shoes. She saw someone in a police uniform with a helmet, a black visor so you couldn't see his face, a bulletproof, you know, chest, bulletproof vest, with a rifle shooting down the hall. Now, why didn't the media pick up on this? She made the statement on Good Morning America, and that was the end of it. It went on the YouTube, you can watch it. Just type in, teacher at Parkland saw the shooter, and it'll come up. So why didn't the liberal media pick this up? Why didn't Fox pick it up? Because they were told, if you do, you're all dead. Because it was a FBI operation. The guy that they pinned it on had nothing to do with it. And all those students, that David Hogue and all the rest of those lunatics that were marching and everything, they were paid to do what they did by George Soros. And he told him, you know, I'll give you thousands of dollars in a secret bank account, and I'm going to make you a celebrity, and you'll be big shot. You can run for Congress, whatever you want. I'll back you. Just make a big stink, and let's try and get Congress to pass some laws. Well, they got the idiot in Florida to pass laws, which aren't going to do anything. It's meaningless because all of the school shootings, all the shootings, the mass shootings in America are perpetrated by the FBI or the CIA, not by law.
I wonder why they're doing that, though. I mean, you see, if people,
they're doing it to try and pass laws to restrict gun ownership and eventually to confiscate guns. Didn't you hear Diane Badstein make a comment back in the 90s where she said, Mr., if I had the votes in the Senate, I'd tell Mr. and Mrs. America, turn in your guns. Look it up on YouTube. It's on YouTube. That's what they want. That's the end game. They want to take all the guns from law-abiding citizens. Then they'll pass out as many guns to criminals as they want and tell the criminals, rape
Kelly Jim Plunder.
Well,
we're not going to do anything.
I think they're doing that anyway. So.
Well, they're doing it now. They've been doing it for decades.
Yeah, what I'm thinking is that they're going to, see, when the people don't have guns, then you can control them. You know, just like Hitler. Hitler had his people to turn into guns, and then what happened?
Yeah, they rounded them up.
They rounded them up, and then what happened to the people?
Well, they went along with the program, and the few that didn't wound up dead.
They're educators, and killed them.
Yeah.
See,
that's
so
the way it is. Mao Zedong, when he got into power after World War II, he was put into power by Truman instead of Chiang Kai-shek, General Kai-shek should have been the guy running China. Instead, they took this Mao and put him in, and he murdered over 100 million Chinese to keep in power, to get, you
know, his program.
You're talking
about
What's that?
Are you talking about Kim
No, no, Mao Zedong.
Oh, okay, okay.
The ruler, the dictator of Red China after World War II.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, the first thing he did is confiscated all the guns, and then anyone who opposes them, he just sends the troops there, and boom, they arrest them or kill them right there. You know what they're doing in China now, the big thing?
What?
Prisoners are having their organs cut out of their bodies and sold to the highest bidder, and they're arresting as many people as they can because of the gigantic demand for organ donors.
But don't you understand? Don't you know that the same thing is going on here?
Well, they do it here, but it's not as blatant as in Red China.
Probably not. Probably because, you know, they, like, for instance, like, they're telling the inmates now that if they decide to do this or do that or take this here or take that there, that they can get early release from prison.
Yeah. And you can,
you know,
sell,
a lot of our children are going missing. And when they find these children, some of these children, they're missing their body parts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what they're doing with them is they're selling them, as you said, sending these body parts to other countries and selling them to the highest bidder. Like, for instance, like when a black person go and have an abortion, you know what they do with the black aborted babies? They're making vaccines for other babies.
Well, they harvest the as much as they can out of the aborted babies, and they sell it. They got caught talking about that. The guy who the secret camera thing. It's big business. That's why the one of the reasons for abortion, the murder of unborn babies, is to make money. But the other reason, the main reason, Margaret Sanger started the abortion craze, was to murder as many black babies as possible.
Yeah, but now they're being murdered and they're being encouraged to murder their babies for vaccine purposes. They take these vaccines, and I'm not being funny, they go and take these black babies, take these vaccines, make vaccines from black babies to, how do you say it now, they make the vaccines just in case something happened to these other babies. So these, they could, you know, anyway, they inject the white babies with the vaccines, okay? Say if something happened or some type of cancer come out or some type of disease come out, they have all these vaccines in storage. And these pro-life people are 100% correct when they said this is what they're doing. They caught these people talking about how much can I get for this part, how much can I get for that part, what will you give me for the eyes and the brain and whatever. You know, this is mad. We're living in a mad world.
Yeah, well, the
selling body parts has been going on for 30, 40, even maybe 50 years.
And what they do in
third world countries is because the people are so poor, they'll say, well, we'll give you $1,000. Give us, you know, your spare kidney. Or sell us one of your eyes. And these people are so poor, they go for it.
That's horrible. I mean, I just can't. This is sickening. This is very sickening. You know that? So in 10 or 20 years.
And they realize after they sell their body parts that it wasn't worth it.
Right. I mean, 10 years from today, Jesus Christ, if this world is going to be so mad, it's going to be so crazy. You know, it's crazy. I mean, who would even have the brain to think of something like that? All these things that they're doing to us. I mean, we're drinking bad water. They're killing us through food. You know, you can't walk on your grass and walk in your house, because if you walk in your house, you're bringing the pesticides in here. You know, you're going to touch your shoe and touch your
feet. They're spraying chemtrails all over. They do it out here in the boondocks. I live in Prescott. In the middle of nowhere, and they chemtrail in here.
I mean, this is what I'm saying. Your water you're drinking is causing Alzheimer's or causing you to be delirious and, you know, kidney, heart attacks. You know, it's killing. I mean, everything out there is killing us, and we don't have the sense to understand what's going on.
Well, the main reason
for even the organic food that they're putting out there is killing us.
Well, it's contaminated by fields that are, you know, regular fields next door.
Woo!
And the pesticides and everything, the wind blows it over.
Exactly.
And the rain washes it over.
What are those russet potatoes? I mean, they say the people go out there and spray the fields, the potato field. You know, and they can't even go out there for like a week and a half after they sprayed it, because the chemicals are so deadly.
Yeah,
and this is McDonald's is feeding people russet potatoes.
Well, look at the bug spray that people buy at the store, Home Depot, and they go spray it all
Roundup,
over their yard.
Roundup.
Yeah. And then it rains, and all that goes into the water table under the ground. And
that's right.
It gets into the water system, and you're drinking it.
And that's right. And you're talking about why our kids are suffering from ADHD. You're giving them Ritalin in school. They're drinking lead, mercury water. They're coming home eating GMO foods, drinking lead, mercury water. I mean, my God. You know, I mean, can you can't even measure the amount of lead and chemicals that our children are ingesting a day. You can't even measure
this. It's massive. And the fluoride they put in the water.
Yeah, that's too much.
You know, fluoride actually is good if it's natural fluoride.
Right, but this
but
fluoride...
But you don't want to drink it.
Water.
You only want to swish it around in your mouth to coat your teeth if it's natural. If it's the fluoride they're putting in the water system, that is contaminated with all sorts of other crap.
Okay,
and it's actually toxic waste. And the companies that have that waste don't want to put it in 55-gallon drums in concrete bunkers and store it for thousands of years. So they came up with an idea. Why don't we say this is good to prevent cavities, and we'll dump it into the water?
Well,
it's a gigantic
scam. It makes people docile. You know, that's the same thing.
Hitler used it in Germany.
Yeah.
To keep the prisoners, like you said, docile, and also in the water supply for the people to be obedient, submissive. But you know what the weirdest thing is that I've seen lately?
What?
And I was literally blown away from it, or by it. I was in California this last week, or this weekend, and I went to a library where I go to get used books, and I'm walking through the park area, and there's literally hundreds of people out walking all over. They had some special event, I guess, for Father's Day. And I've got my little dog with me walking her, and virtually everyone in the park had a smartphone in front of their face the whole time.
Oh, my God.
This is in a beautiful park, Southern California, nice and sunny and warm and everything, and they're not talking to each other. They're not looking around. They're just staring directly ahead into their smartphone. It was like they were all zombies.
Zombed out. You know, what they don't realize is that these smartphones causes, that puts them in a trance, you know, and it also causes cancer, you know, and it's, they're being controlled by this technology.
Well, it's brainwashing. It's
right,
total
brainwashing. Right. And they tell you to put special certain apps in your phone?
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Well, the weird thing is all these phones now, they all have cameras in them, obviously.
I heard.
Most people don't realize that a hacker, someone from the company that makes the smartphone, or someone in the government can turn on your camera, video camera, and watch you
24/7.
And they can eavesdrop on you as long as they want.
The smart
TV. And I tell married couples or people living together, if you have a smartphone, when you go to bed, put it in another room, because there's a bunch of perverts in these corporations and the government and hackers who hack in, and if they can't see anything, they can listen. And the main targets of this hacking are celebrities. I mean, if you're a pervert and you've got a crush on some super movie star actress, you're going to be hacking into her phone as much as possible.
That's correct. You're right.
And these new TVs, the Samsung, the latest one, it has a camera in it. They tell you it's got a camera in it.
Yeah, what was that girl's name, the young girl? The guy that killed somebody that went to the last school killing in Texas, was it? He was saying that he was being controlled by, was it Miley Cyrus? Or it was one of these young girls out here. And he was saying that she was following him, and that's why he went and killed these people in one of these schools recently.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with the story on that. The one in Texas, they shut that down real quick because it didn't play into their agenda, because when they interviewed the people, students and adults and so forth, and they said, no, we're not for gun control. This is just one of those things that happens, and we're not going to go out and march and yell and scream that we need new gun laws. So they just shut everything down.
There's something going on, really. I'm telling you, there is. There is something going on. And, you know, if they're shutting these things down so quick, you know, without telling the public, you know, at one point one girl said that the guy, he shot the girl. He killed the girl, too. One of the first ones that he shot because she denied him. And that was the end of the story.
She
you know,
turned
and then
him
there was
down
another
for
one about
revenge
this,
killing.
It was another one about this actress following this guy. She was stalking him. This is what he said. And that's why he went to the school and killed these people. You know, this is crazy. I don't know what is going on. You know, it's just crazy.
A lot of these guys that they pick for these to blame on these shootings are literally mentally ill and have serious psychological problems, and they use the MK Ultra techniques on them to get them to go someplace and do shooting, and they may actually shoot the rifle or whatever, but there's CIA assassins who actually do the killing.
It sounds like they're being controlled, really.
Oh, yeah. All these guys. Well, that Berkowitz, David Berkowitz, back in the 70s, the Son of Sam killer, he said he heard voices. They were telling him to go kill.
Well, I remember him, the late 70s, in New York. He was going all through New York killing, you know. It's just sad. You know, like I say, a lot of these kids, when they put them on these mind control drugs when they're young kids, their brains are not ready for this stuff, you know, and they don't know how to act. They don't know how to act when they give them these pills and these injections, and you know, so we create problems. A lot of these kids, you know, when they go to school for the first time, kindergarten and preschool, you know, this is the first time they've ever been without their mommies, okay? So when they get in school and the teachers think that they're acting up, they're not really acting up. They're just missing their mommies. But what they do is instead of them understanding this is new to this child, they pop them up with drugs.
Well, the whole thing goes back to Brave New World, where everyone was controlled by drugs. You take this color pill for this reason and this and this and this. And everything that the New World Order gang plans on doing has been written in books or put in movies. You know, 1984 book, Eric Blair, George Orwell, he outlined the whole thing, what they planned on doing, Brave New World, and lots of other books, movies. They tell you exactly what they